I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Friday afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, Take No Prisoners, with liberty and justice for all. Hope everyone's doing well this Friday. What a way to start the noon hour off with the Star Spangled Banner. The only national anthem in America. The Star Spangled Banner. And that will be the normalization of America, conditioning Americans to know that there is one national anthem. It is the Star Spangled Banner. And so I was told by a friend that there's nothing casual about my Friday show, Conservative Casual Friday. And so I should consider renaming Conservative Casual Friday. And one title that was thrown out grabbed my attention, and it was Take No Prisoners. And I like that. You know, I like the ring to that. I guess there is nothing casual about Friday afternoons if I'm going to continue doing a show. Take No Prisoners has a good ring, and it's more than a casual ring. And there's a lot going on in America today. From the Washington Redskins national football team selling for $6 billion, billion for a losing enterprise and a losing NFL, to NPR quitting Twitter. Oh, I am so sad. I mean, National Propaganda Radio is now quitting Twitter. They sent out that message. I can't believe it. Oh, it's just, it's heartfelt. Oh. And to a leaker of classified documents being identified in record time, as the Supreme Court is still trying to find who leaked Justice Samuel Alito's opinion on Roe v. Wade. The Justice Department still hasn't found in an employment of less than 1,000 people, over 1 year removed from that leak, there still hasn't been a leaker identified. And yet, in record time, a leaker of supposed leaker, alleged leaker of classified documents of the Pentagon was found, a 21-year-old Massachusetts guardsman. Isn't it amazing? It's truly amazing. We don't know who leaked the Roe v. Wade opinion, and it must really be difficult to the perversion of society by the left wing embracing immorality in America, in our society occurring today in America. And as I start out every show on Friday, and since Lent is done, and by the way, today's Friday, and Catholics, you can eat today. Lent is over. It ended this past Sunday, Easter Sunday, and I hope you all had a very nice and blessed Easter. And as I like to start out Friday's show, I like to read from the Bible, from the Holy Bible, Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19, titled The Wicked Man. A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes. He shuffles his feet. He points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Verse 15, therefore his calamity shall come suddenly, and suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. Verse 16, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. as they've done every day since January 20th, 2021. 18, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. 19, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. The wicked man is as described and defined in Proverbs 6. Excuse me. Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. And 2 points in these verses really stood out for me this week. He walks with a perverse mouth. Perversity is in his heart. And I was speaking with iGuy during the week, and we were discussing, you know, how things rapidly changed in America since January 20, 2021. And we went from pandemic to talking about transgenderism, and suddenly transgenderism is supposed to be a normalization in America. And as we were discussing, I said, you know, isn't it interesting we've gone from the pandemic to perversity? And perversity doesn't just end with the immorality as being proposed by the left wing in America, by the Marxist in America, but we also have the perversity of the law. Perversion is being normalized in America as outlined by former KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov, the propaganda spy for the Soviet Union who defected to the West in the 70s. And the objective of communism was to instill Marxist-Leninist mentality right here in America. It was to scrap the individual liberties and most certainly scrap the freedoms Americans would enjoy as prescribed by our founders. 4 components of this objective by the Soviets, by the Marxists, by the Leninists. 1 is demoralization, demoralize a society. 2, destabilize a society. And we've seen the destabilization of America and the American economy since January 20th, 2021. So that tells me, and it should tell us all, that it's been intentional. The 3rd component of the Marxist movement is crisis, create crisis. And we have seen crisis. The pandemic, or I should say the plandemic, was a crisis, a planned crisis. And then we have a crisis following that with the installment of Joe Biden and the crisis at the pump, the crisis at the grocery store, the supply chain crisis, the environmental crisis that we've seen in East Palestine, Ohio, that was simply ignored by the frail old fraud, Joe Biden and his radical handlers in Washington, D.C., and then the normalization of immorality. Now, conservatives are not holier than thou, and we understand that. But there used to be a sense of decorum. There used to be a sense of civility. There used to be a sense of morality in America. And yes, some in Europe called America prudish. But we had that morality. And the interesting thing and the cool thing was that we allowed children to grow up and maintain some sort of innocence. We revered that innocence. And today, under the Marxist immorality movement, that innocence is being stolen. You dismantle America's constitutional republic and ensure that Washington, D.C. would dictate absolute power over the people. And today, Americans are realizing this objective is coming true. It's being adopted by the powers to be in Washington, D.C. Perversion, we are seeing the normalization of perversion in our society, using sex to corrupt our children, polluting the minds of our youths and stealing their innocence with this immorality. As I read in Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 9, the wicked man, perversity is in his heart. Another verse, he speaks with a perverse mouth. perversity, abusing women and children. And think about perversity with old Joe's actions, such as showering with his 11-year-old daughter, his constant and chronic groping of young children and women over the last 50 years, and society just simply shrugs it off when it comes to a perverted leftist Democrat groping and molesting women. And once again, we learn of the hypocrisy concerning the left wing's phony women's movement. Left or right on the political aisle, the abuse of women and children is wrong. It is flat out wrong. And it shouldn't be accepted just because Joe Biden is a Democrat, just because Bill Clinton is a Democrat. Why do questions continue to linger about Joe Biden's perverse actions? Because Joe Biden is not held to any account to answer for any of these perverse actions. From his immoral behavior to his perverting of the law. And we also forget how the term perversity does apply to the abuse of law. And while we have an institution that preaches the holier-than-thou rule of law slogan, it's simply a meaningless cliche meant to disarm the American people, pretending Washington, D.C. politicians really care. Because it's a distraction, folks. It's a distraction from their own perverting of the law. Article 1, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution reads, "All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives." Now, what's the importance of that statement? In Article 1, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States. The Constitution doesn't read all legislative powers granted shall be vested in a President of the United States, nor does it read all legislative powers shall be vested in the executive branch of government of the United States. And yet, with this radical green environmental hoax agenda, the United States of America has a dictator installed. A dictator who continually, over the past 27 months, perverts U.S. law. A dictator who has continually, over the past 27 months, perverted the U.S. Constitution and continues to pervert the U.S. Constitution. So what has been the answer by the U.S. House of Representatives since, I don't know, January 1st, 2023? Does anybody know? I'll give you a hint. It's called silence. But Vito, we have a new speaker of the House. Yes, we do, don't we? Nancy Pelosi has been relegated to a simple representative. Wow. What's changed? What has been the answer by the U.S. Senate? It's been silence, which is not surprising. And since we have the same old anti-constitutional leftists leading in the United States Senate, nothing will change. And, you know, yes, I use the term leftist, not just Democrat Party, in referring to the same old anti-constitutional leftists. Because one thing is for sure, we've heard the cliche, silence is consent. And the same old anti-constitutional leftists in the Senate consent by their silence. In today's U.S. government, silence is consent by the Uniparty in Washington, D.C. The anti-constitutional and, frankly, the anti-American Joe Biden and his handlers have now declared to remove Americans from gasoline-powered vehicles and dictate all Americans must drive electric vehicles. In 27 short months, America's Republican form of government, and by the way, okay, for all of you doubters out there, you can go to Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. And, you know, it's that old document that was written by old guys that was ratified in 1787. But Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution states that the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. It doesn't say a democracy. It doesn't say a Democrat form of government. It says a Republican form of government, which means that the deceit that's happening today is intentional. The dumbing down of America is intentional. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, as described in Article 6, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. But you wouldn't know that because it's not being taught in America. And the objective by the Uniparty in Washington, D.C. is to dumb Americans down. In 27 short months, Americans' Republican form of government as defined in the U.S. Constitution has been scrapped in its entirety and with the consent of Congress. You know, there are a few outliers in the House and the Senate. But why haven't those outliers filed articles of impeachment against the dictator-in-chief, Joe Biden? And I understand I was one of the first also to state, well, then we'd get Kamala Harris. And, of course, not that it would pass the Senate, because Grandpa Chuck Schumer would not allow any type of consent vote to impeach Joe Biden, because the ruse has to continue. The climate change hoax has to continue. The dismantling of our U.S. Constitution has to continue, because they have the best front man in the White House. And I love Sarge 1C's description of Joe Biden, and he's a hollow man and he's a soulless man. And it's the perfect chimpanzee to put in the White House because he can be easily controlled. I don't know if you saw the speech in Ireland, but it was pathetic. This man shouldn't even be running a local grocery store, let alone being given the title of President of the United States. It's disgraceful. It's deceitful. This man has indeed perverted U.S. law. The dictator-in-chief, Joe Biden, has circumvented the U.S. Congress and now weaponizing government agencies to enforce this radical anti-American and anti-constitutional agenda in favor of the climate change hoax, the environmental hoax, the climate scam. And we see and know Joe Biden and his radical anti-American regime have weaponized the Department of Justice, which includes the FBI. And the latest weaponization by Biden and his anti-American handlers is to use the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, to dictate and force all Americans to purchase electric vehicles, scrap fossil fuel. And, of course, the conditioning of scrapping fossil fuel began January 20th, 2021. As we saw gas prices rapidly rise at the pump and affecting and infecting each and every American, irrespective of party affiliation, irrespective of race, creed, and color. The impact, the financial impact, the burden it caused on families all across America, of all income levels, of all socioeconomic levels, was severe. And it was also ignored by Joe Biden and the Biden regime. Not that Joe Biden will do any press conferences, because he's unable to. He doesn't have the mental capacity, the mental acuity to do a press conference, to conduct it, because he's ill-tempered. He's a liar. And he doesn't have the brain function to do any type of press conferences and for any length of time, mind you. He's a protected species in Washington, D.C. Actions are excused. While his radical anti-American handle is look you in the face and tell you otherwise. But have you heard from Joe Biden lately? Has he done a press conference? Has he taken questions from media sources? Especially since they start asking him about his business handlings, especially with communist China, who has greased the Biden crime family, including Joe Biden, handsomely over the last at least 10 years, we know. So the ruse began on January 20th, 2021. Now, we know that the Biden and his anti-American handlers have used the EPA, have weaponized the EPA, because let's not, you know, let's take no prisoners. They've weaponized the EPA. And now, bypassing the United States Congress, the EPA is going to set rules and regulations, which is a violation of Article 1, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. And Lauren Boebert, who likes to speak out against Joe Biden, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they should pair together and file articles of impeachment. Because the President of the United States, when he takes his oath of office, promises to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution. And simply now, that oath is simply words. Because Biden has taken the oath how many times since 1976? It means nothing to the hollow man, to the empty suit, to the fraud. Well, every time President Trump inhaled or coughed or sneezed, articles of impeachment were threatened against him. For what? For being a patriot. Imagine in the United States of America, if you revere the United States of America, if you want to make America great again, if you want to help each and every person in the United States, if you believe in free enterprise, if you believe in capitalism, you're now considered a radical under the anti-American movement in America that's being led by Joe Biden. Now, I'm not saying that he's well enough to lead this. It's his handlers, his anti-American handlers who are propping up this frail old fraud. Because Joe Biden is simply a dummy propped up by the real anti-Americans who surround him. So back to the environmental movement that's afoot right now and the weaponizing of the EPA by Biden and his anti-American handlers. They want to force you and me now to buy electric vehicles. And they're going to do so, okay, because we already know that the Saudi Arabians, OPEC, have stated that they're going to cut their production of oil somewhere between 500,000 to 1 million barrels a day, appeasing communist China, which means that oil prices are going to start rising, which means gas prices at the pump are going to rise even further, which means that grocery prices will rise even further because they're impacted by transportation costs. That means the tires that you put on your vehicle are going to increase as a result of oil increasing. So I have a clip here of another blowhard on the five, Geraldo Rivera. And if you're eating lunch, you may want to put it down for, I think it's 2 minutes. What I love about Greg Gutfeld, and I don't watch his show because I don't watch Fox. I'll admit it. Okay, but I do watch the clips. Okay, I love listening to Greg Gutfeld's rants. And what I like about Gutfeld is he doesn't pull any punches, and he tells it like it is. And at one point in the exchange, the tough guy Rivera says, "Are you directing this to me?" And Gutfeld says, "Yes, I am." Okay, so there wasn't this little, you know, pansy little thing. Not really, Geraldo. Gutfeld just directed it at him. And why? Because Geraldo Rivera goes into his typical arrogant, condescending, self-grandizing about his ability to purchase a Bentley. Now, if anybody knows, Bentley vehicles can go between $150,000 to $300,000. Well, guess what? Geraldo has enough money to buy an electric vehicle Bentley. Wow, an EV Bentley. And of course, the arrogance of Rivera shows no humility. And Gutfeld calls him out. So 2 minutes and 54 seconds. I absolutely love the exchange. And given the time that we are looking at right now and the Biden regime perverting U.S. law and weaponizing the environmental protection agencies to start dictating environmental policies while breaking the American people financially. I think Gutfeld said it best here.
What is that thought?
I'm trying to control myself.
Why?
Because you said EV Bentley. And you just explained why people like you find it so easy to sermonize about electric vehicles because you can afford it.
Are you attacking me?
Yes, I am attacking you. You deserve it.
But then I have to counterattack when you finish.
The thing is, what I'm pointing out is you just said EV Bentley to our audience, right, who has to pay for the charging stations. Our audience, right? Who has to pay for the transition from gas to electric stoves? Our audience.
Who has to pay for the cancer they get when they spend the gas-powered car?
Oh, God, you don't even have the science to back that up. You have to bear the brunt of your beliefs, and you don't because you can afford an EV Bentley. We're telling our audience
what kind of cars do you drive? What kind of cars do you drive?
Well, when I was in the
19... You want to list them?
Chrysler?
You want to list your cars?
Yes, yes.
Your vintage car?
Yes, a $45,000 car. Yes. Yeah, I know. It's no Bentley.
When
I'm sorry,
Geraldo.
It's no Bentley.
In the 1960s,
by the way,
you could not
see
across the freeway.
You stepped in it. I'll back off.
You could not.
I'll back off. I'm gonna continue. The green movement is tied up in knots right now. Electric cars exploit cheap human labor in Africa and in China. The climate predictions are falling apart. The smart folks are flocking to nuclear, and identity politics stole the thunder from the climate agenda. And how do you know that? You got to look at ESG, right? Equity, social governance. Why are they packed together like that at companies? It's because you couldn't do climate on its own because no one bought it. So what they did is they married it to race and they married it to gender. So if you come out against ESG, it's about you being a bigot, not about you being smart about the climate. None of their predictions have come true. None of them. They are fighting. They're forcing America to do this crap over less than a percent Celsius. Less than a percent Celsius. It has no effect. And in fact, as this climate gets warmer, people's lives improve. That's a fact. That's a fact. People die from cold weather more frequently than warm weather. So give me your cancer BS.
When I moved to California, you could not see across the 405. The smog was so thick.
Thank God.
It is because of regulations that the air is cleaned up. And now the marketplace is driving the sales of EV.
No.
Predict that with the marketplace will go faster than the
Elon Musk has the right idea. You make a car that is attractive and appealing to people, and they'll go to it.
Right.
And don't force people to do things. You want to force people because you can afford it. You can afford it.
Stop pointing at me.
Don't say Bentley EV.
Okay. Come on.
That was a little spirited exchange. And Gutfeld nailed it. He nailed it. Who has to pay for the transition to electric? We the people. EV Bentley. And Gutfeld didn't pull any punches, did he? Rivera, are you the tough guy? Are you attacking me? And Gutfeld looked at him and said, yes, I'm attacking you. Didn't back down from it. And we the people have to pay for this climate hoax transition. The fundamental transformation of America is nothing but a radical agenda to redistribute America's wealth. And then the priceless one, and I'm not sure you can get it, the gist of it by that clip, but Rivera had to come back because obviously he was being shown up by Gutfeld with reason and facts. And Rivera didn't have any facts. But Rivera invokes, why are people getting cancer? Which was a way to blame fossil fuels Okay, so now fossil fuels causes cancer. But Gutfeld stopped him right in his tracks. He stopped the insanity from this radical left-wing climate hoax agenda. Give me your science. You can't even back up that statement with science. And that is so true. I mean, this radical left wing is grasping in the air at straws, and they expect you and me, we the people, to pay for this scam. We are going to radically transform America, spending up to $100 trillion in the next 50 to 70 years, perverting U.S. law and dictating a radical green scam agenda. In Politico, there's an article titled "Biden Unveils Push to Send Electric Car Sales into Overdrive." Now, this isn't a push. This is a dictate. And the one thing from the exchange between Gutfeld and Rivera at the end that I don't think that Rivera realized that he said it, which also tells me that Rivera is just a blowhard. But he said the market. And you know something? The free market will dictate the transition to electric vehicles. Just like the government doesn't invest. The government doesn't invest. It spends taxpayer money. But in a true capitalist society, in a true free market society, society will determine if in fact they will transition or how quickly we will transition to electric. There are not enough resources right now to make this radical transformation to the green scam hoax. And what I also find interesting is, where are all these so-called journalists, okay? You know, NPR, National Propaganda Radio, likes to call themselves journalists. But where are all these journalists questioning how a president of the United States is willingly a marketing guru for the communist Chinese? Because the communist Chinese control 75% of the natural resources around the world. And thanks to Joe Biden and his disastrous policies, the communist Chinese now have simply gone into Afghanistan, forging a deal with the Taliban and extracting minerals, extracting resources out of the country of Afghanistan. While we lost thousands of brave men and women in a 19-year war we were mired in, China loses nobody and walks in after an orchestrated drawl, fleeing of Afghanistan by the coward-in-chief Joe Biden, opening the door for the communist Chinese to have even more power over natural resources, including minerals, now in Afghanistan. China, communist China, forging relationships and going into other African countries and excavating minerals in those countries, capitalizing more as being the world's facilitator of minerals. While Joe Biden and the European Union are instructing African nations not to develop and not to make a fertilizer for farmers in order for farmers to grow crops in Africa, in order to prevent a famine from getting even further across Africa. Yes, you've got Joe Biden offering up 2 billion dollars in addition to the $9 billion we already gave African countries, and the European Union putting in an additional $900 million so that a certain African country would not develop fertilizer because there is this thing called a climate crisis. So they would rather starve people. All of these, you know, it's very moving, isn't it? If you're watching TV and a commercial comes on and they talk about the starving children around the world and we must do something. And you know what? We do have compassion. We really do. We don't want to see anybody starve, whether it's in the United States, in our own country, or abroad. But when you find out that your own president, your own government, is involved in stopping countries from manufacturing fertilizer to help farmers grow crops, to help farmers feed their people, we have to question this perversion. Why? All in the name of the climate scam agenda. It is absolutely sick what we are watching today. How Biden and his radical anti-American handlers are perverting not only U.S. law, but international law. How dare the United States dictate to an African nation that they can't manufacture fertilizer? Because that African nation can't buy fertilizer from Ukraine. And isn't it ironic that we are funding Ukraine? And this supposed war. And now people in Africa are going to starve again. Even more people will starve in Africa. And we gave them $2 billion for a total of $11 billion. The environmental agenda, the green agenda, is a hoax. Those in Washington, D.C. know it. And you notice I didn't say Democrats know it. I didn't say Republicans know it. Those in Washington, D.C. know it. And they subscribe to it because of the profitability they personally see. This environmental hoax is about the redistribution of America's and Americans' wealth. We've seen the redistribution of wealth just in 2021 at the gas pump. It's about confiscating Americans' income to fund a scheme, a global ruse, neutering the United States of America and relegating America to the back of the social bus. America's way of life is being attacked, and it's being attacked from within. Just like the Muslim Brotherhood's explanatory memorandum, the plan of action in America and the West is to destroy America from within. And in 1994, the Muslim Brotherhood wrote a memorandum called the Explanatory Memorandum. And what we didn't realize was how it reached across the political aisles, the political spectrum, as it entered into America. The Explanatory Memorandum, and we better start heeding these words, the Explanatory Memorandum stated that the Brotherhood, the Ikhwan, must understand their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. Now, when we started this network, this radio network back in 2008, we thought that this was this ideology to destroy America from within was confined to the Muslim Brotherhood, who sought to upend and to scrap the U.S. Constitution and supplant it with Sharia. Sharia is Islamic law. That was in 2008. Prior to that, 2005, leading up to when we started Global Patriot Radio. And since 2008, ironically, the radical transformation of America, and of course it was Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, who uttered the infamous words of radically transform America, that it wasn't only the Muslim Brotherhood who was seeking to destroy America from within. Yuri Bezmenov, the Soviet KGB agent, also stated their job was to destroy America from within. So now you have two entities, but there's a third entity. It's the Democrat Party. But it wasn't confined just to the Democrat Party. It's the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., to destroy America from within, to destroy our U.S. Constitution from within. Charles Krauthammer stated in 2009, I believe it was October of 2009, he stated that Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama will dismantle the U.S. Constitution. And boy, was Charles Krauthammer correct. It had already begun going back to the 1850s with Abraham Lincoln and then after his assassination, but it was on fast track once the anti-American Barack Hussein Satoru Obama took office, along with his little mind-numb chimpanzee Joe Biden. It's about confiscating America's income to fund a scheme. And this global ruse right now, under the guise of climate change, is a hoax. So now we have the Muslim Brotherhood in America seeking to undermine and attack America from within. The Marxist movement is afoot in America to attack America from within. And our own politicians in Washington, D.C., starting with the Democrat Party, those who identify as Democrats, are attacking America from within. Eric Swalwell's political career is launched by the Communist Chinese and the Communist Chinese spy Fang Fang. And there's no outrage. Where the hell's the outrage? Huh? Where's the accountability? Well, he's a Democrat, Vito. Okay. Oh, how about Dianne Feinstein employing a Chinese spy for 20 years, a communist Chinese spy for 20 years, and there's no outrage? Well, you know, she's a Democrat. It's okay. Today's politicians in Washington, D.C. are destroying America from within. And here, Representative Debbie Dingell from Michigan is spewing some utter nonsense. Everybody cares about global warming. That's what Debbie Dingell said. She's speaking for me and you. Everybody cares about global warming. A Democrat from the auto industry's home base of Michigan. But she added, I'm hearing from too many people in this country. I mean, strong Democrats that they can't afford an electric vehicle. No, everybody doesn't care about global warming. And I know you're conditioning Americans to think that there is a climate crisis. And maybe Debbie Dingell should get with the program because it's not called global warming any longer. The climate con is to use the term climate change. So Debbie Dingell just forgot, I'm sure, and went back to the old tactics of the late 1990s, early 2000s about global warming. See, that's what kind of a con this is. Now, the climate does change. It changes from winter to spring, from spring to summer, from summer to fall, and then changes back to winter. So we do have a climate change in the world. But you see, they're using career politicians, old career politicians like Debbie Dingell and Joe Biden, to further their lies and ruse, and propping up the frail old fraud and instituting a radical transformation of America. A planned transformation of America, a transformation that includes demoralizing Americans, a transformation which includes bankrupting Americans, perverting society with these radical and uncivilized, immoral social standards, a transformation which includes ceding America's rule of law to a global governing body, a new world order. Now, I personally don't care what side of the political aisle you sit, but it's time to put your partisanship aside and recognize the abuse of power, the perversion of power that currently exists in Washington, D.C. Now, will that happen? One thing the left wing is good at doing is demonizing their enemies, especially their political enemies. The left wing is monopolized by controlling Congress, by controlling the U.S. media, and this enables the left to rapidly and aggressively launch their campaign of disinformation and misinformation under the guise of radical transformation of America. The campaign of disinformation and misinformation has not been confined to the past 27 months, but it certainly has been escalated over the last 27 months. And I'm going to bring on a man. We've got about 11 minutes left. I believe this is Sarge, and maybe he can escalate things even further. So good afternoon, Sarge. Welcome. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your form and your dialogue you're doing. You're on a roll, man. I didn't think there was really anything for me to say because you were saying it all. So I just sat back and listened, man, and loved just about every bit of it. But there was something that came to me that I wanted to share with you. I don't know if you heard it or not yesterday, but Candace Owens was on Tucker Carlson, and she provided me with a line of argument that I intend to put in my repertoire of arguments because it had never occurred to me in quite that way before. It's about transgenderism and the Bud debacle and Dylan Mulvaney. And okay. It was so brilliant that I just thought I had to share it with you. There's a clip from that show. It's about a minute and 23 seconds, and I think you need to hear it.
All right.
Would you like to hear it?
If you can come through, that would be great.
Well, it'll come through. I'm pretty sure it'll come through. It comes through pretty clear on my computer. So anyway, it's the ever-brilliant Candace Owens who sums up the meaning of this debacle perfectly. Check this out.
Here on why it is that Dylan Mulvaney for 365 days was able to openly mock women, to openly take the spaces of women, to get contracts from Ulta Beauty, to take, you know, contracts from other women, all these sponsorships, and nobody cared until suddenly Dylan Mulvaney traversed into a male space and it became unacceptable. Why? Because men don't tolerate this level of lies in the way that women do, right? We respond emotionally and not rationally. We should have been the ones to put an end to Dylan Mulvaney, but we didn't because we feel bad. And shouldn't we just feel bad for men that want to be women and mock us and put on lipstick and pigtails and call themselves a girl? I think not, Tucker, but woke culture says yes.
As usual, you've taken it to a much deeper, more profound level than I had thought through. That is so. I mean, in one sentence, it's pretty amazing that the battle of sexes has been won by men with the help of feminists, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, once again, men have to rescue women from this terrible ideology that is taking place right now, and I commend men for doing that.
Great candidate.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Now, is it possible to sum that up any more perfectly than that? Is it possible
no.
to sum it up any more perfectly than that? You know, I mean, with regard to this particular thing, I mean, it never occurred to me to put it that way. Men are literally coming to the rescue of women from men who want to dominate them in a particularly perverse and degenerate way. It is amazing. And I didn't see it. It's right there in front of my eyes. I believe in chivalry. I didn't see it. This woman had to point it out for me. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that she did, and she is absolutely right.
She brings facts to the table. You know, she brought facts to the table.
She brings charm and grace and intelligence and, you know, passion. She's really remarkable. I really admire this young woman. She is something else. She's a pistol.
I found interesting about the Dylan. One quick note with regards to the Dylan Mulvaney thing and how it's been hot. It's been kind of like pushed to the side. It's been it's been said, okay, and just kind of glossed over, that Dylan Mulvaney did Ulta, okay? Well, Ulta is a cosmetic firm, okay, and it's a retail company that was started by the Kardashians. Now, the Kardashians are already in the midst of a cross-dresser situation. So, you know, why are we, you know, why are we surprised, okay, that, that Ulta would seek out a male cross-dresser to be their spokesperson, okay? So, I'm sorry, I had to bring that out because people just, when you hear the name Ulta, you just kind of gloss over it. But that is a Kardashian-founded company, okay? That's why it's done, and that's what the normalization is. It's that that particular cross-dressing mentality has been normalized inside the Kardashian family. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's another particularly insidious aspect of this whole thing. Now, transgenders are trying to claim that there's a movement afoot of genocide against transgender. Now, that's actually the word they use, genocide against transgenders. And it's really quite remarkable they would put it that way, because clearly there's no physical genocide going against transgender. In fact, mm-hmm. it would seem to be a bit the other way around, that they seem to be attacking Christians and people who believe in traditional sexual mores. What mm-hmm. it actually is this. This is how they're believing is gender. They're believing that they're an ethnic form of people. They're actually a real ethnic form of community rather than people who have a profound mental disorder. And they think the attempt to cure them of that mental disorder, in other words, to lessen their numbers by curing their mental disease, their manifestly mental disorder, is in fact genocide, because it means there'll be less of them. And they see this as an attack upon their very existence, their right to exist as mentally disordered people, which of course is not the position we take with schizophrenia or paranoia or depression or any number of diseases that are used to be considered mental disorders. Now, since transgenderism is some kind of protected mental disorder that is not only not to be treated, but to be desired, to be extolled, to be enhanced, and to be considered beyond normative. It's really quite astounding the way they do these things, and they get us to some extent even going along with their particular point of view. It's just amazing.
But isn't that the four components of Marxism? And the Marxists yeah. now, their mission is to dismantle our constitutional republic. One, demoralization. You demoralize a society with this immorality. You destabilize a society. Number two, destabilization. Destabilize a society with this immorality. And three, crisis. Create a crisis where there is none. Okay, and then normalize that crisis, which Jean-Pierre had done with regards to the shooting in Nashville, normalizing transgenderism and then quickly making transgenderism a victim, when in fact the real victims are the five people who are dead, or the eight
yeah.
people who are injured, not the transgender cross-dressing attacker, terrorist.
It is a typical stratagem of the Marxists and the Bolshevik. Well, we saw the Bolshevism on hand in Nashville, Tennessee. That was outright Bolshevism. And, you know, now they got a right to be Bolshevik if they're doing it in a good cause. And you're going to realize that every single thing they said through the bullhorn after interrupting the normal business of the legislative chamber in Tennessee, every single thing they said through the bullhorn they could have said on the floor of the House in Tennessee after having been recognized by the chair without any fear of expulsion. They could have said every single syllable.
Why do you bring up facts?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you, Sarge? Bring up facts.
It's that linear reasoning and rationality that's racist and Western, and ethnocentrically imperial, whatever this sort of thing is supposed to be.
The white nationalist.
I'm guilty of it. I've been imbibed in it, and I just can't go back. I'm just ruined. They got to send me to the gulag and do away with me because I can't be reformed.
Well, look, thank you so much for calling in, man. We the show's coming to an end for today. I'll kick it back up next Friday, and I'd like for you to call in next Friday, and we'll have a little bit of a banter. How's that?
That sounds good to me, man. I'll be looking forward to it.
Great. And we're going to take no prisoners, okay? That's the idea now. We're taking no prisoners on
Friday. If they're signatories to the Geneva and the Hague conventions, I might take them prisoner. If not, yeah, I'd say no. We'll do really do away with them.
Hey, Sarge, thank you for your service. Seriously, you be safe out there, and thank you so much for all you do.
You too. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, sir. That was Sarge. I'll tell you, the guy's just too rational. I don't understand. I don't know how he does it, but he comes out too rationally. But other shows on Global Patriot Radio, we got tomorrow night, we have Usama Dakduk and the beautiful Christie revealing the truth about Islam, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, we've got the conversation with the Crossing the Crescent. Eric from Kafiristan's on. With the Cross and the Crescent at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Monday, Al and I are back at Mama Mia No Sharia, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. And Wednesday, Hank Jones at Poly Sports at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Friday, Thursday, you've got Hank Jones and Hankering. Hank does a little bit of music repertoire on Thursday evenings. Other shows on Blog Talk Radio to check out at 1 o'clock. Right after this show on Blog Talk Radio, Annie, Southern Sense Talk Radio, and a great sidekick, author Curtis Bennett, 1 o'clock p.m. Please go over and join Annie at Southern Sense Talk Radio. She has some three great guests today, and or four maybe, but she does a great job. And if you want an apolitical show, you want a break from all kinds of politics and Islam and all this nonsense and a great self-help show, check out the Simone Nicole Show, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time at Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com, and that is the sister podcast station to Blog Talk Radio. Thursdays, you got Audrey Russo and Mr. P. Check out Audrey Russo at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to AudreyRusso.com. That's AudreyRusso.com. And for other Patriot shows, check out the Joe Gibson Show Tuesday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today. I want to thank Sarge for the phone call. You all be safe out there. Have a great weekend. And call out this perversion that's going on right now. This is insane what we're seeing today. Ducky, thank you for joining today. And I really appreciate it. You all be safe out there. Ciao, everybody. How about ciao for now? Bye. Thanks, everybody in podcast. Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Belly. You all have a good day today. Ciao for now.